Broadcasting.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue to order, and we will start by calling the roll.
Senator Finley.
Finley present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner's present by video.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist is on telephone.
And Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick is present by video. Okay, we have a couple work sessions and a couple of public hearings that may have work sessions today. So I will just announce at this at the top that we are putting Senate Bill 864 over. And so we have one work session and on House Bill 2343. So I will open a work session on House Bill 2343.
Chair Burdick, members of the committee, this is Jamie McGovern for Legislative Revenue Office. House Bill 2343B allows the governing body of enterprise zone sponsors to adopt resolution to suspend the enterprise zone employment requirements and still receive the property tax exemption or potentially delay the property tax exemption. And this is specifically for firms, businesses that are affected by the pandemic. And there's a B4, which just aligns, the language is really just a technical clarification for assessment years versus property tax years. And that aligns with the pandemic. And it's a permissive program, so we don't have a revenue impact directly. It depends on the participating counties.
Okay, and this is one of the COVID-related bills that we've had. And in our hearing, I don't believe we had any opposition. So, Senator Boquist, do you have a motion?
Yes, ma'am. I move the B4 amendment dated 6421 into House Bill 2343.
Senator Boquist has moved the B4 amendment into House Bill 2343B. Is there discussion? Okay, please call the roll.
Senator Finley.
Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. Senator Finley, would you like to carry this bill?
I would be happy to, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay, now we will.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
That was the amendment.
Oh, that was the amendment. See, I got ahead of myself again. Thank you. Senator Boquist. Bear with me, please. A motion.
Yes, ma'am. I move House Bill 2343 as amended by the B4 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist has moved House Bill 2343 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay. Please call the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley still votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. And after deep consideration, I would still like to ask Senator Finley to carry this bill.
Do I have to carry the bill and the amendment, Madam Chair, or just the bill? Because I'd be happy to do both.
You can separate them if you wish, because it's that time of session. Okay, we'll close that work session and open a public hearing on House Bill 3143.
Chair Burdick, members of the committee, 3143A would essentially delay the clock for interest accrual on property taxes that are late starting 1 month. So instead of November 15th, if you are late, but not as late as December 15th, then you won't start interest accrual for your delinquent property taxes. And Rep Nosis is here. to speak about the bill if you'd like.
Thank you. I see Representative Nose signed up, so welcome to the committee, Representative.
Thank you, Chair Burdick and members of the committee. Delighted to be here. You can hear me and see me okay?
We can.
Right on. Okay, for the record, my name's Rob Nose, and I'm the state representative for Inner Southeast Portland and a little part of Northeast Portland, also known as House District 42. And probably like a lot of you, you know, one of the best parts of this job is hearing about a problem that your constituents are facing and then having a chance to try to actually change it or fix it. Last fall, I had a constituent named Angela reach out to me because she was having a problem where she was a day late with her property tax payments. And she discovered that even though she was only one day late, she had to pay the full month's interest of $200 because that's the way our statutes and our process worked. And when she checked in with Multnomah County, like, could she only pay a little bit or maybe get a waiver or some good grace in light of the fact that she's been a on-time taxpayer for many, many years, they basically said no, and it was a problem with the state of Oregon. We're the ones that control that process. So after speaking with her and doing a little research, my office introduced House Bill 3143. And candidly, Madam Chair and members of the committee, when I first filed the bill, I got a lot of concerns and appropriate pushback from the counties and the county assessors in particular about how this fixing this problem would be a bit of an overhaul and require a lot of computer changes and be costly and might honestly not be something that they would be able to accomplish. Now today, the bill is amended, 3143. Instead, what we did is we place a 1 month delay in interest accrual for the first time that someone is late paying their property taxes, even if it's just a few days. They'll not be charged as long as they pay within the month of that late payment. It's like a one-time grace period where instead of having to pay in November, you can pay in December. After that first month passes, taxpayers will be then charged the full month if they're paying late beyond that allotted time. As I said, essentially it starts the clock a month later in interest accrual if someone pays their property taxes late. One time. I think that's really it. It's kind of a nice little, you know, small bill. It's not going to rock anybody's world, but somebody who has a late is late paying their taxes and maybe has a good reason or only did it one time, now they'll be able to get a little bit of grace and they won't have to pay the full interest. And that's all the bill does, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I hope you'll support it.
Thank you. So basically, if they do this a second time, they don't have the access to the grace period?
You are correct.
Okay. And if they don't pay on the first time, if they don't pay the rent or the property tax if they don't pay it until later than the first month, would the interest accrue including that first month?
I believe so, Senator Burdick, but I will look at Mr. Alanak over there to confirm that is indeed the case.
Okay, Jamie, do you have an answer for that?
Jamie, sorry. Hi, Jamie. I haven't seen you forever.
Hi, Rob Nose. Chair Burdick. They would be, if they paid, for instance, on December 16th, they would get charged the full month for December 15th to January 15th, but they wouldn't be paying backwards prior to the December 15th. So the interest actually does start to accrue. It's just that, for instance, if you were on December 16th, you would still be paying that full month for the 1 day that you're late, but you're actually 1 day and 1 month late past the November 15th date.
Okay, thank you. Senator Riley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So you had the problem of them saying that they had computer problems with your first iteration. I'm assuming that they're saying this won't cause a computer problem, which is...
Correct, Senator Riley. We were going to try to figure out how to have daily interest or some other approach that would be a little less punitive than having to pay a full month's interest when you were only maybe a couple of days late or only a day late. And the assessors kind of said that would be very difficult to navigate. And so they actually came up with this idea as something they thought would be a lot more workable.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? And then the I haven't looked at the House vote on this. Do you recall what the House vote was? Or maybe, Jamie, you have right in front of you.
It's one of my few unanimous bills, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Rep. No, Chair Burdick. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I kind of suspected.
I think everybody understood, you know, that this was a nice thing to be able to offer.
Okay. All right. Other discussion? Okay, we will close the public hearing on House Bill 3143. And given our tight timeline and the fact that we seem to have no opposition to this, I will open a work session on House Bill 3143.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3143A to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist moves House Bill 3143 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, please call the roll.
Senator Finley.
Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Senator Boquist.
Boquist votes aye.
And Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. Senator Riley, would you like to carry this bill?
Of course, I would love to, Madam Chair.
Why, thank you.
Any of Representative Nose's bills.
Well, this is a good one.
I knew that you were birds of a feather.
Madam Chair, I'm wondering if Representative Nose is driving along 82nd Avenue right now and is trying to demonstrate the need for state assistance on the edge of his district here.
That is too far. That is in the middle of Representative Pham's district, Senator Wagner. And so, no, I'm sitting just outside the Hawthorne Powell's Books here, waiting to get a little coffee so I can get to Ways and Means at 3 o'clock.
It was a little alarming seeing you in your car, I must say. But we didn't
fully
hear.
Fully parked. Yeah, no, fully parked.
We didn't hear your engine in the background, which was most reassuring. Okay, let's see, Chris. We have more bills coming over from the House.
Thank you very much.
So, what is our plan? We are getting very close to sine die. Do we just plan for a meeting Monday?
Yes, Madam Chair. Depending on where bills get assigned, I'm expecting up to and passage on the House, making some assumptions up to 5 House bills maybe coming your way. Mm-hmm. We're keeping an eye out for them. We can't schedule any of them yet. So right now, my best guess is that you will meet on Monday. With any luck, you'll be able to hear all 5 of those on Monday, but that depends on certain actions in the House.
Okay.
So I don't know that you'll get to all 5 then.
And it's my understanding there is a severance tax bill or a timber tax bill that's coming over from the House. Did I make this up, or is that one going to go to Ways and Means and not to us?
I believe you're referring to House Bill 2070. And the recent historical path is that it goes through Ways and Means. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of discussions going on in the House right now, so I don't know if it's going to follow that traditional path or if it's going to take a different path or what's going on right now. That bill is still in House revenue.
Okay. All right. Any other comments by the committee before we adjourn? Okay, seeing none, we are adjourned.